Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Just hingamispäivä kõigile.
It seems that I cannot see some of you. I'm not too tall. All you could see is are the leaves, but it's fine, you know. It's part of the decoration of my face. Makes me more handsome, I think.
Et ei näe teid kõik, et osade kohtade peal näed ainult lehti, aga et see teeb mind ilmselt natuke ilusamaks.
First of all, I would like to thank the choir. Wow.
Tahaksin tänada koori.
It's true. You're really a singing nation. It's just you sound heavenly.
Et on tõsi, et oletegi laulev rahvas, et laulate nagu taevas.
And I would like to thank Pastor Ivo for giving me the opportunity to preach this morning.
Et on vänava Pastor Ivo, et andis võimaluse täna hommikul jutlustada.
Let me tell you something first before I proceed. This country is beautiful.
Kõigepealt tahan öelda seda, et see maa siin on ilus.
This week, for the last few days, my wife and I and our baby, we tried our best to go around the city, around the place, getting to know the place, getting to know the people.
Et viimaste päevade ja nädala jooksul minu abikaasa, mina ja meie tütrek oleme käinud siin linnas ringi, et näha, mis siin on, näha inimesi.
We ride the bus, which we ride the tram, and try to talk to people, which is a little bit difficult, I suppose.
Et sõitsin ringi bussiga ja trammiga ja püüdsin inimestega juttu teha, mis on just natuke keeruline.
At first I thought that some are quite angry at me or whatever, because they don't talk to us.
Alguses ma mõtlesin, et inimesed vist on natuke vihased minu peale, igatahes nad ei tahtnud minuga rääkida.
I think they feel the same way too. I think they felt that, or maybe this guy is crazy, what is he doing, why is he talking to me or something, I don't know.
Võibolla need inimesed mõtlevad seda sama, et kas see inimene on siin natukene imelik, et miks ta tahab minuga rääkida.
But we found a strategy.
Aga me leidsime ühe strateegia.
It didn't stop us, it didn't discourage us if they don't talk to us. It's fine, they will talk to us very soon.
I just didn't get that.
A way how to talk with them. And as you can see, we are not from this country, as you can see from our height, from our
color.
So we found this strategy unintentionally, because we got lost a few times, and so we...
Me leidsime siis selle strateegia, mitte siis meelega, nimelt me siis olime mõnelgi korral eksisime ära.
And when we ask for help about, where, what bus to ride, and what tram, and what direction, people are sort of very helpful.
Ja kui me palusime inimestelt abi, et millise vahendiga siis sõita ja kuhu ja kuidas, siis inimesed on väga abivalmis.
I said, aha.
Ja siis ma mõisin.
If we ask for direction, they will talk.
Ja kui me küsime nende käest teejuhatust, et siis nad
and
räägivad.
So now, even if we know where to go, even if we know where the soy sauce is, we always ask.
Ja nüüd, kui me isegi, kui me teame, kuhu me tahame minna ja kuidas, siis me ikka alati küsime.
It would start a conversation, I say, do you know where the vinegar is? Because, we're from the Philippines and we don't read the signs.
Niimoodi me siis poes läheme inimeste juurde ja küsime, kas te teate, kus äädikas on, et me oleme Filipiinilt ja me tõesti ei leia üles.
And some people would say, oh wow, Philippines, what are you doing here?
Ja inimesed on imestunud, mõned ütlevad, et oh, Filipiinilt, mida te siin teete?
Oh, and that started a conversation.
Ja siis läheb jut lahti.
So yeah, we're missionaries, we're from the Philippines, and where are you from? They say, from Estonia, from Portugal, from Latvia, from
siis,
Finland, or from, I don't know.
Siis tuleb välja, et nemad on ka erinevatest paikadest, mõned on Eestist, mõned Portugalist, Lätist, kus iganes.
And so it's very, very exciting for us, my wife and I, it's very exciting to go to a new country and to learn the new culture.
Meie jaoks on väga põnev nagu minna uude riiki ja õppida uut kultuuri.
And thank you for this church that welcomed us so warmly last Saturday and even today.
Ja aitäh sellele kogudusele, kes meid eelmisel hingamispäeval ja ka täna väga soojalt vastu võttis.
I would like to give a special mention to the young people.
Ja eriti tahan seda öelda siis noortele.
And our first Saturday, last Saturday here, they came to us, they greeted us, they were with smiles, and it's just amazing. Thank you guys, thank you very much.
Eelmisel hingamispäeval nad tulid kõik meie juurde ja kõik need naeratused ja need teritused, suur aitäh teile.
Today we will talk about a different angle about Christmas.
Täna me räägime jõuludest natukene teise nurga alt.
I won't be talking about Mary and Joseph riding a donkey going to Bethlehem or the three wise men bringing frankincense and myrrh or a sort of thing like that.
We're not, yeah.
A different way, yeah. Yeah.
Täna me siis ei räägi Maarjast ja Joosepist ja eeslist ja tarkadest ja mürrist ja kõigest sellest.
Now let's talk about John chapter 10 verse 7.
Räägime täna Johannese 10. Peatükist ja 7. salmist.
John chapter 10 verse 7, it says, Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Siis ütles Jeesus taas, tõesti, tõesti, ma ütlen teile, mina olen uks lammaste jaoks.
I would apologize first because sometimes when I preach, I think the different culture. In the Philippines, we speak very loud.
Et ma pean vabandama, et pole mul natuke teine kultuur, et Filipiinidel, kui me jutlust ütleme, siis mõnikord läheme väga valjuks.
If this is in the Philippines, I will be walking up and down there and maybe it seems that I'm going to eat the microphone. But...
Ja et kui ma oleksin Filipiinidel, siis ma muidugi juba kõnniksin edasi tagasi ja oleks selline tunne, et ma hakkan mikrofoni ära sööma.
But here I need to mellow down a little bit.
Ma pean siin natukene siin võtma.
But if sometimes my face would transform, don't be scared, I'm not going to eat you. It's just how we express things. We're very expressive.
Aga teine kord, kui mu nägu läheb imelikuks, siis särgi kartke, et ma ei hakka kedagi ära sööma.
Now we just read John chapter 10 that talks about Jesus as the door to the sheep.
Aga me lugesime Johannese 10:7, kus Jeesus ütleb, et mina olen uks lammaste jaoks.
Now what does it mean about Jesus as the door?
Mida see ütleb Jeesuse kohta uksena?
Now what is a door?
Mis on uks?
Now doors make our place secure, don't they?
Uks on see, mis tagab ühele paigale turvalisuse.
Especially if we don't forget to lock them.
Aga siis kui eriti kui me ei unusta seda lukustada.
Now, in some other countries where robbers are so often.
Mõnedes riikides on siis röövleid nii tihti ja palju.
Robbers get into the house through the window or the door.
Ja nad sisenevad siis akna või ukse kaudu.
Why is that?
Miks nii?
Because the door or the window is the weakest point
of
the house in some other countries.
Sest aken või uks on siis maja kõige nõrgem koht.
But the point that I would like to drive is
Aga see mõte, milleni tahan jõuda.
But with Jesus as the door,
et kui Jeesus on uks,
the weakest point becomes the strongest point.
Siis saab sellest kõige nõrgemast kohast kõige tugevam.
If you allow Jesus to be the door to your lives,
kui sa lubad Jeesusil olla ukseks oma elule,
Satan cannot sneak in and do you harm.
Siis saatan ei saa tulla sisse, et sulle kahju teha.
Now my question to you this morning is, who is your door?
Minu küsimus sulle täna on, et kes on sinu uks?
There is a song, the children's song, I don't know if you know this one, is With Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. Do you know that
Teate seda laulu, mis on laste laul, et meil on see, et kui Jeesus on mu paadis, võin ma naerda aga tormis.
Wow, you can sing very well,
yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah.
He's been hiding his talent from me. He said, I can't
see. Tema siin on varjanud oma andi kogu aeg.
We need to hear that very often, I think.
Peaks seda tihemini kuulema.
And so, yeah, with Jesus as the door to your homes, to your marriage, to your relationship, as a young person, you are safe.
Kui Jeesus on ukseks sinu koju, sinu perekonda, sinu suhetesse, kui noore inimesena, siis sa oled turvaliselt kaitstud.
Number two point is Jesus is an open door.
Teiseks, Jeesus on avatud uks.
Now I like doors that are open, don't you?
Mulle meeldivad uksed, mis on avatud. Kuidas sulle?
But it's also good to be closed sometimes, especially at night.
Muidugi on hea, kui eriti öösel on uksed kinni.
Now, the door is still wide open.
Uks on endiselt laialt lahti.
But someday it will be closed.
Aga ühel päeval see suletakse.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 8, if you have your Bibles with you.
Ilmutuse 3:8, kui sul on Biibel kaasas.
I know your deeds.
Ütleb, ma tean su tegusid.
See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut.
Vaata, ma olen pannud sinu ette avatud ukse, mida keegi ei saa lukustada.
Friends, young people.
Sõbrad, noored inimesed.
The door to salvation is still wide open.
Uks, mis on päästale, see on endiselt laialt lahti.
Let me just give you a piece of advice.
Lubagu mul anda teile üks väike nõu.
The best time to enter a door
parim aeg, kui sellest uksest sisaneda,
is when it's open.
On siis, kui see on avatud.
Get in.
Astugem sisse.
It's still wide open.
See on laialt lahti.
Now, when I was in the Philippines, when I finished my theology,
kui ma olin Filipiinidel, kui ma lõpetasin oma teoloogia õpingud,
I enjoyed myself to take sort of a law degree sort of thing for a few months just to.
Siis ma hakkasin õppima juura programmis.
And so I was staying with my grandmother. We call them Lola in the Philippines.
Elasin oma vanaema juures ja Filipiinidel me nimetame vanaema Lolaks.
And at that time she had what do we call, now I don't know the medical term, but it sound right, dementia. She forgets things easily.
Ja et temal siis tema tervisega oli selline probleem, et hakkas asju unustama.
And so she told me that you need to be home by 9 p.m. or else I will shut the door.
Ja tema ütles, et sa pead olema kodus kell 9 või siis ma panen ukse lukku.
And I said, yep, I was young then, I still have a lot of hair. But anyway, and so I said, all right, I'll be home by 8:45.
Et ma olin siis noor, mul on tegelikult praegult ka päris palju juukseid alles. Well, ja ma ütlesin talle, et ma olen kodus kell 8.
Well, unfortunately, I came home very late.
Aga kahjuks ma tulin väga hilja.
So I knock on the door.
Koputasin uksele.
I knock on the door and I heard a voice. Who is that?
Ja ma kuulsin häält, kes see on?
Who are you?
Kes sa oled?
I said, La, this is Delfred.
Ma ütlesin, Lola, see on mina, Delfred.
Please open the door.
Palun tee uks lahti.
And she replied, Delfred, who?
Ja tema küsis, Delfred, kes?
I said, that was a good joke, but it wasn't very funny.
Ma ütlesin, see oli hea nalli, aga et see polnud väga naljakas.
Who are you?
Kes sa oled?
I said, Delfred, your grandson?
Delfred, sinu lapselaps.
I've been living here for a year now.
Ma olen siin juba aasta aega elanud.
Delfred. Go away, I don't know you.
Mina enam, ma ei tunne sind.
Wow. Now, this story may sound a bit funny.
See lugu võib kostuda naljakalt.
But this story spiritually could happen to you and to me.
Aga see võib vaimulikult juhtuda sulle ja mulle.
The door is very, very wide open at the moment.
Praegu on uks väga laialt avatud.
Number three.
Number kolm.
Whenever you see an open door, get straight in to the door all the way into the house.
Kui sa näed avatud ust, siis mine uksest sisse kohe majja.
Do not stop at the door.
Ära jää uksel seisma.
Now it's a bit rude if somebody invited you to their homes and then you will just stand at the door and say no, I just want to be here at the door.
Oleks ju ebaviisakas, kui keegi kutsub sinna endale külla ja sa lähed ukse peale ja ütled, et ma jäängi siia, ma edasi ei tule.
But unfortunately some Christians are doing that.
Aga kahjuks paljud kristlased teevad seda või mõned kristlased.
They don't want to go in, fully in.
Nad ei taha täielikult sisse minna.
They want to stand at the door.
Nad tahavad jääda ukse juurde.
Because if you're at the door, you're halfway out and halfway in, isn't it?
Kui sa seisad ukse peal, kas pole siis nõnda, et sa oled poolenisti sees ja poolenisti väljas.
Some Christians, the other foot is in the church and the other foot is in the world.
Või on nõnda, et kellelgi on üks jalg kirikus sees ja teine on väljas.
They are just right in the middle.
Nad on ise seal keskel.
They don't want to fully go to the church or fully go to the world. They just want to be in the middle.
Nad ei taha minna täielikult kirikusse, nad ei taha minna täielikult maailma, nad tahavad olla seal keskel.
During my youth pastoral work in Australia, there was one youth leader that I know of very well.
Kui ma töötasin Austraalias noorte pastorina, siis ma tundsin ühte noorte juhti väga hästi.
He is very active in youth camping, in youth Bible study, in youth group, in choirs and everything in the church.
Ta oli koguduses väga aktiivne kõikides laagrites ja matkamises ja kooris ja nii edasi.
But I realized that he is very active as well on the other side.
Aga siis ma võisin, et ta on väga aktiivne ka seal teisel pool.
After church, when the night falls.
Peale kiriku jumala teenistust, kui saabus õhtu.
He would sort of wear a different mask.
Siis ta pani teise maski ette.
And after church, when the night falls, he would go to the nightclubs and dance.
Ja siis ta läks ööklubidesse tantsima.
And after the nightclubs, when Sunday comes, he would put on the mask of a sportman.
Ja siis, kui tuli pühapäev, siis ta pani sportlase maski ette.
And from Monday to Friday, he would put another mask.
Ja esmaspäevast reedeni pani ta veel ühe maski ette.
A workplace mask.
See oli siis tema töökoha mask.
So he was living different lives.
Ta elas erinevaid elusid.
My brothers and sisters in Christ.
Minu vaadi vennad Kristuses.
We cannot be a halfway Christian.
Me ei saa olla sellised poolikud kristlased.
And I called him secretly and I said, can you come to my office please? I just have a word of advice for you.
Ja ma kutsusin teda oma ette, ütlesin, kas sa saaksid tulla minu kontorist läbi. Ma tahaksin sinuga rääkida natuke.
You cannot live like this.
Ütlesin, et sa ei saa niimoodi elada.
He said, it's okay, Delfred.
Ütles, pole midagi, Delfred.
You know, everybody's happy.
Kõik on ju rahul.
Jesus is happy, Satan is happy at the same time.
Et Jeesus on rahul ja Saatan on ka rahul.
No stress.
Pole mingit stressi.
Well, we cannot be standing at the door all the time.
Me ei saa kogu aeg jääda uksele seisma.
We cannot serve two masters.
Me ei saa teenida kahte isandat.
The Bible said, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Piibel ütleb, et valige täna, keda te tahate teenida.
If you want to follow God, God does not need 50% of you.
Kui sa tahad järgida Jumalat, siis Jumal ei taha sinust ainult 50%.
If you want to serve God, God does not need 99.9% of you.
Kui sa tahad järgida Jumalat, siis Jumal ei taha sinust 99.9%.
If you choose to follow God, God needs 100% of you for Him and Him alone.
Et kui sa tahad järgida Jumalat, siis Jumal ootab 100% sinust ainult talle.
Now what is Jesus the door to?
Siis kuhu on Jeesus ukseks?
Is Jesus a door to a circus or is Jesus a door to a carnival?
On see siis uks kuskile tsirkusesse või karnevalile?
John chapter 10 verse 9.
Johannese 10:9.
I am the door.
Mina olen uks.
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
Kes iganes läheb sisse minu kaudu, see pääseb.
In verse 7 it says, the one and only door.
Ja see ütleb, et tema on ainus uks.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jeesus on uks päästesse.
The only and one door.
Üks ja ainus uks.
For our salvation.
Meie pääste jaoks.
Jesus is the door for your safety.
Jeesus on uks sinu turvalisuse.
Now maybe some of you here, I don't know your situation.
Mina ei tea sinu olukorda.
Maybe some of you are very uncertain about the future.
Võibolla keegi meist on väga ebakindel oma tuleviku.
We cannot see the end of the tunnel.
Me ei näe tunneli lõppu.
Maybe some of us are suffering physically, financially, relationship problems, whatever it may be.
Võibolla keegi kannatab füüsiliselt või suhetes.
Now in our missionary work with my wife and I always tell people that hey, we don't have any certainties in the missionary work. We're always uncertain every day.
Ja mina ja minu abikaasa ja mina me ütleme alati inimestele, et meil ei ole kunagi kindlust oma tuleviku suhtes, et missionäri täna elame me ebakindluses.
We have a baby.
Meil on laps.
It's always uncertain every year wherever we go.
Ja sellega seoses on ebakindlused üks kõik, kuhu me läheme.
But let me tell you something.
Aga lubage ma ütlen midagi.
God has never, in 10 years of our missionary work, God has never left us alone.
Aga 10 aasta jooksul, kui me oleme missionäridena Jumale teinud, ei ole Jumal meid jätnud.
Do you say amen? Amen here?
Sa võite selle peale amen öelda.
Oh, thank you very much. For those who are uncertain about the future, let me give you a last illustration here.
Ja nende jaoks, kes tunnevad ennast tuleviku suhtes ebakindlalt, lubage üks viimane näide.
There was a father and son who live in a very tall apartment.
Olid siis in a very
tall apartment, very high. Yeah. small room up there.
Olid siis isa ja poeg, kes elasid ühes väga kõrgel asuvas korteris.
And the father said, boy, stay here, I'm going to buy bread at the nearest grocery store, maybe Maxima or...
Ja isa ütles pojale, et sa ole siin, mina lähen, ostan leiba lähimast poest, Maximast.
But when the father came home, he saw smoke coming from the building.
Aga kui isa tuli koju, siis ta nägi majas suitsu tulemas.
And he says like, oh dear, it looks like it's our room.
Ja siis ta vaatab ja mõtleb, see on ju meie tuba.
So he ran towards the smoke.
Ja ta jooksis sinna suitsu poole.
And the firemen were there, they were trying to get someone out of the room.
Ja tuletõrjujad olid seal ja nad püüdsid kedagi sellest toast kätte saada.
And up on the roof he saw that it was actually his little boy who managed to climb the roof away from the burning room.
Ja siis ta nägi seal kõrgil katuse peal äkki oma poega, kes oli saanud korterist välja ja roninud katusele.
And they have this small, what do you call this thing? Do you have this cold net in Australia as well that you could jump? It bounce actually, it's like a...
Ja nad tõmbasid lahti oma võrgu, mille peale siis saab ülevalt kõrgilt alla hüpata.
And the fireman was saying, boy, jump!
Ja tuletõrjud ütlesid, et hüppa pois.
But the boy won't jump.
Aga pois ei hüpanud.
And so the father said, let me do it, it's my child.
Ja isa ütles, et lubage mina teen seda, et see on minu laps.
And he went up, son, can you hear, can you recognize my voice, it's your father here.
Ta ütles, et poika, sa kuuled mind, et see olen mina sinu isa, tunned sa mind ära.
And the boy said, daddy, I'm scared.
Ja poiss ütles, et isi, ma kardan.
Let me go back here, I said, there you go, I got to devour the whole stage. Let's go back, I'm more comfortable here. I feel like very tight.
Do whatever you need to do.
And so I said, boy!
Ja isa ütles, et poeg hüppa.
And the boy said, father, I'm scared, I cannot see you.
Ja poiss ütles, et isi, ma kardan, ma ei näe sind.
And the fire was starting to burn and get to the boy.
Aga see tuli muudkul levis ja jõudis poisile lähemale.
And this time the boy was crying and the father was crying and said, boy, for goodness sake, please jump.
Ja poiss hüüdis ja isa hüüdis, isa ütles, et poeg hüppa ometi.
The boy said, father, I cannot see you.
Ja poeg ütles, isi, ma ei näe sind.
But the father said, boy, it doesn't matter. Just jump because I can see you.
Ja isa ütles, et aga see ei loa hüppa sellepärast, et mina näen sind.
Now sometimes in our spiritual journey we cannot see the end of the tunnel. We cannot see God's goodness. We cannot see God's love because we are suffering. We are in pain.
Mõnikord oma vaimulikul teekonnal me ei näe tunneli lõppu. Me ei näe Jumalat sellepärast, et me oleme oma valu, oma kannatuse sees.
But it doesn't matter if we cannot see the end of the tunnel. We cannot see. It doesn't matter if we cannot see the future. If we cannot see God's love because God can see you.
Aga see ei loe, kui me ei näe Jumala armastust, kui me ei näe sellest läbi, sellepärast, et Jumal näeb meid.
I'm sorry about that one.
No, vabandan selle ringi kõndimise pärast.
The story of redemption, page 46.
Lunastuslugu, raamat, leegl 46.
What happened after Adam sinned?
Mis juhtus peale seda, kui Adam... Patustus.
According to the writings of Ellen G. White, they were cut off from communing with God and were plunged into hopeless misery.
Ellen White kirjeldab seda ja ütleb, et nad olid ära lõigatud ühendusest Jumalaga ja langesid lootusetusesse.
The connection, the door that linked heaven and earth was cut off.
See uks, mis ühendas taevast ja maad, see oli ära lõigatud.
The only way to save humanity is for God the Father to send his only son to be born on this earth and to save you and me.
Ja ainuke viis, kuidas see siis oli võimalik päästa inimest maa peal oli see, et Jumal pidi saatma oma poja, et ta sünniks sinu ja minu jaoks, et meid päästa.
Through Christ a door was opened.
Jeesuse Kristuse kaudu avati uks.
A new hope was open.
Avati uus lootus.
A hope of salvation for you and for me.
Pääste lootus sinu ja minu jaoks.
For me, this is the whole message of Christmas season. This is the whole message of Jesus' birth.
Minu jaoks on see kogu jõuluaja sõnum, kogu Jeesuse sündimisega.
For me, Christmas is not just Jesus being born and that's it.
Et jõulud ei ole minu jaoks see, et me räägime, et Jeesus sündis ja kõik.
The story does not end on his birth.
lugu ei lõppe tema sündimisega.
It's not like, hello, I'm here, I'm born, you know, I'm here to listen to your stories, I will tell you miracles, and I will show you miracles, and I'll be here, I'll feel your pain, you know, I'll
See,
be around.
See ei ole nõnda, et hallo, ma olen nüüd siin, et ma rõõmuga kuulan, kuidas teil läheb, ma teen teile mõned imeteod.
The reason why Jesus came and born and was born in this world is to seek which was lost.
Põhjus, miks Jeesus tuli siia maailma, ta tuli otsima seda, mis on kadunud.
Can I have 2 minutes more? Okay.
Just reach, yeah.
One of my uncles used to make doors, you know, the doors.
Doors?
Yeah, a small door, the church door, house door.
Üks minu onudest siis valmistas uksi.
And so one day I went to the shop to look at the workers how they make a door.
Ja ükskord ma läksin siis tema töökotta ja vaatasin, kuidas töötajad tegid uksi.
And I realized that a door was part of a living tree.
Ja siis mulle jõudis kohale, et ust tehakse ju elusast puust.
Now in order for that door to become a good door,
aga selleks, et sellest saaks üks hea uks,
that door has to die first.
Kõigepealt peab see uks surema.
It would go through a lot of cutting, a lot of grinding, a lot of hammering, a lot of painting and to form into a nice door.
Seda lõigatakse ja voolitakse ja hööveldatakse ja värvitakse, et sellest saaks üks ilus uks.
Now listen to this point right here.
Aga kuulake seda.
In order for Jesus to become a door for you and for me,
selleks, et Jeesusest saaks uks minu ja sinu jaoks,
he has to die first on the cross.
Peab ta kõigepealt ristil surema.
To give you a door of hope to eternal life.
Et anda sinule lootust igaveseks eluks.
This is the good news about the birth of Jesus.
Need on head uudised Jeesuse sündimisest.
He didn't just come to just be born here.
Ta ei tulnud lihtsalt selleks, et siin sündida.
He came to this earth to be born.
Ta tuli siia maailma selleks, et sündida.
In order to die,
et surra,
to save you and me.
Päästa sind ja mind.
Merry Christmas.
Häid jõule teile.
Happy Sabbath.
Head hingamispäeva.